Welcome to Tipped Off Radio. I'm Terry Brown, and with me is the number one ranked angler in the world, Kevin Van Dam. And Kevin, you know, I look at your career and it's just going through the ceiling, but guys that fish on the weekends like I do, and you go out and you hunt and you peck and you look for lures and you know, and you buy those kind of things, but there's some things that you must do to those Strike King crankbaits and some of those kind of things that make them better. What are some of those things?
You know, there's a lot of little things you can do to adjust them. You know, like, you know, spinner baits, for instance. You know, I'll adjust the skirt for the conditions. You know, if the water's real clear and I'm looking for, you know, a smaller profile, you know, I'll trim the skirt back and things like that. I mean, we try to build them to where you don't have to do a whole lot to them. But probably, you know, one of the biggest things that I'll do is adjust my hooks, you know, change the hooks to kind of really match the conditions and the type of fish that I'm fishing for and the cover that I'm fishing through. I'm real lucky to have Mustad as a hook sponsor because they have such a diversity of, you know, not only, you know, single hooks, you know, for worm fishing and plastics, but a lot of different styles of trebles and sizes and gauges of steel. So, you know, you can have the correct hook for every fishing situation. If you're cranking shallow laydowns with big line and there's big bass around, you need a super strong hook. And, you know, Mustad's got these brand new three extra strong ultra point trebles that I've been using an awful lot of. And no matter what, if you got a treble hook and you got a big bass on there and it flexes, there's a good chance you're going to lose that fish. So I've really, really gotten into using these bigger diameter wire trebles. I mean, they're super sharp, but they're so strong they just don't flex. And, you know, like at Gunnersville, you know, I'm cranking with big line and you got big bass there and you're ripping it out of the grass and the fish dive into the grass after you hook them. You know, standard trebles, a lot of times they'd straighten them out and you'd lose the fish. So, you know, those three extra strong trebles come in handy when you're, you know, around big fish and heavy cover. Like, for instance, too, on lipless baits, you know, the red-eye shad is one of my favorite baits to fish, period. You know, it's a great lipless crankbait that's got tremendous action, but, you know, bass are notorious for throwing lipless baits. So, you know, I put the triple grips on there, and I like to upsize them. I put extra short number twos on my half ounce red eye shads, and with those on there, you know, I just rarely ever lose a fish. So I mean, it's one of those things that I just try to modify the bait to match the conditions, the cover, and, you know, get as big a hook as I can get away with when you're fishing for those bigger fish like that. And that's, you know, they offer all those different styles and sizes to be able to do that. And then you can get them in red or black nickel, too, which is nice. So I'm pretty big into the red hooks, too. I think that's a craze that's here to stay. I go to Bass Pro Shops and look at how many red hooks are on the hook aisle now. It's amazing.
Well, I was going to ask you that. You know, I mean, you do such a good job. You've been on the radio before, and you've been in every interview situation in the world. But red has gotten a place in a lot of people's arsenals. And, you know, you look at what you're talking about here. Now, when do you use red hooks? Give me that for a tip, if you would.
The thing that you got to understand about red is that it is, you know, it's very visible in real clear water and bright conditions. And, you know, I mean, I've had a tremendous amount of success fishing for smallmouth up here, you know, with jerk baits and things like that with those red hooks. You know, you got that red nickel hook and it's, you know, flashing up there and it you know, it looks like a little blood trail or that the bait fish is bleeding. I'm absolutely for sure that they target that red hook because typically that's the one they've got locked in their mouth if you just have one red hook on your bait. But also red is the first color to disappear in low light conditions or as your baits get deeper. So, which is also a good thing because you don't really ever, if possible, you don't want the fish to know that there's a hook on any lure, you know. So that's what red does a great job with. In clear water conditions and things like that, it acts as almost an attractor. Red kind of signals, I'm sure, to them a weakness in it or that the prey is injured. And then in deeper water or darker water, it disappears, so it's invisible to them, which is also a good thing. So there's really not much reason to not use anything but red hooks for that matter, but I really like them on my top waters, jerk baits and things like that. I like to put one on the belly of a crankbait if possible. And I guess really the only limiting factor in red hooks is just that they don't offer them in every style, shape, size, and color anymore. But if I got a hook that can work on that bait, that fits on that lure, you know, where they don't tangle and it's the right size and diameter for it, I really like to use red hooks.
Well, Kevin, you know, you've been doing this a long time, and you've helped make Strike King a household name, and in particular in the last several months, you know, with the classic red-eye shad, of course, and then now with Gunnersville. on top of that and being able to use their baits and just tuning them up a little bit and making them better, and that's a great way to have it.
That red-eye shad is an amazing lure. It's probably one of the hottest baits or the baits that I'm most excited about. And what's different about it than every other lipless crankbait, and a lot of people wonder about this, is when you rip that bait up and let it flutter down, it doesn't flutter to the side or anything. It actually swims back to the bottom, or it shimmies back to the bottom, just like a Cinco or a Zero does. And that, to me, that's the key to that bait. I mean, I have just fell in love with that thing. I can't imagine. You know, I've used diamond shads for years, and I got boxes full of them, and I really like them, but I can't even throw one anymore because that red-eye shad is just, I've got so much confidence in it.
Well, I'm leaving right now to go down to the store to get me some red-eye shads. How's that?
Well,
if you say it, I'm going to buy it.
Just tie one on and drop it in the water or drop it in your swimming pool and just let it sink with a slack line and watch what it does, and you'll see why it's such a great bait.
Well, I tell you what, there's two things. Number one, I know it's striking. It's going to be great. But on top of that, if you say it, I'm buying it. That's the best tip you can get today.
There you go.
Kevin, thanks for being with us at Tipped Off Radio.
I'm Kevin Van Dam, and you've been tipped off.